Hello and welcome to another Naxos podcast and music by Franz Schrecker, conducted by Joanne Folletta, who the Los Angeles Times has described as one of the brightest stars of symphonic music in America. But on this album, she gets to work with the acclaimed Berlin Radio Symphony Orchestra with predictably outstanding results. Here's a bit more of Schrecker's Overture to a Drama composed in 1914. Franz Schrecker was born on the 23rd of March, 1878, in Monaco, where his father, the imperial court photographer, had a portrait studio. In 1892, young Franz entered the Vienna Conservatory on a scholarship and graduated in 1900, whence he had established himself as a private piano teacher. In 1907, he joined the Volksoper as choral director and later that year became the director of the newly founded Philharmonic Chorus. The 1912 premiere of his opera Der Ferne Klang, The Distant Sound, was a breakthrough and was the beginning of his most successful period of composition. Here is the beginning movement of his suite, Der Geburtstag der Infanten, The Birthday of the Infanta, composed in 1923. Thank you. In 1920, Schrecker became director of the prestigious Berlin Musikhochschule, where he taught composition and had a class that produced some remarkable pupils, including Ernst Krenek, who went on to great fame. However, his star began to fade after the first performance of Ihre Lohe in Cologne in 1924, with none other than Otto Klemperer conducting. Many important critics didn't like it, and musical tastes were changing. When he wrote the opera Der singende Teufel, The Singing Devil, in 1928, he was already trying to play catch-up with these changing musical tastes, but it didn't work. In the early 1930s, Schrecker's work came to the attention of the ascendant Nazis, especially the advanced style of his final opera, the fairy tale Der Schmied von Gent. He was involuntarily resigned from the Berlin Hochschule in 1932 and was actually suspended from his teaching duties in 1933. A few weeks after the completion of his last great orchestral work, Overture to a Large Opera, he suffered two strokes that more or less paralyzed him until his death in March of 1934, a terrible ending, the only saving grace of which was that his death meant Schrecker didn't see or live through what was to follow. From an earlier and happier time, here is the Adil movement from his Romantische Suite, completed in 1903. That was from the opening movement of Franz Schreker's Romantische Suite. That movement is followed by a scherzo that's full of swirling dance melodies, punctuated by bits of hunting calls in the horns. Here's how it sounds. Joanne Falletta serves as music director of the Buffalo Philharmonic and Virginia Symphonies and as principal guest conductor of the Brevard Music Center in North Carolina. She has guest conducted over 100 orchestras in North America, Asia, South America, Africa, and Europe. As a champion of American music, she has presented over 500 works by American composers and well over 100 world premieres. On this recording, though, she's conducting the Berlin Radio Symphony Orchestra, an ensemble whose history dates back to 1923 and the very beginnings of music broadcasting. If this album is any indication of their work together, we can only hope they do many more recordings together in the future. Here is a movement from Der Geburtstag der Infanten called The Marionettes. You have been listening to music by Franz Schrecker and performances by the Berlin Radio Symphony Orchestra conducted by Joanne Folletta from a new Naxos album, catalog number 8.573821. If you have questions about any of our podcasts, you can reach out to us at podcasts@naxosusa.com. To go out, here's the final movement from Schrecker's Romantische Suite, simply titled Dance. I'm Raymond Bechet. So long for now.